If you have your Bibles, I'd like to follow along in the reading. Isaiah chapter 7, verses 10 through 16. And pay particular attention to verse 14. Again, the Lord spoke to Ahaz, "Ask the Lord your God for a sign, whether in the deepest depths or in the highest heights." But Ahaz said, "I will not ask. I will not put the Lord to the test." Then Isaiah said, "Hear now, you house of David. Is it not enough to try the patience of men? Will you try the patience of my God also? Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son and will call him Emmanuel. He will eat curds and honey when he knows enough to reject the wrong and choose the right." But before the boy knows enough to reject the wrong and choose the right, the land of the two kings you dread will be laid waste. And go over to Matthew's gospel. I'm going to ask you to stand, if you will, for the reading of the gospel lesson. We begin with the 18th verse in chapter 1. This is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph. Before they came together, she was found to be with child through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was a righteous man and did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet: "The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us." When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary home as his wife. But he had no union with her until she gave birth to a son, and he gave him the name Jesus. The word of God for the people of God. Let us pray. Lord God Almighty, we thank you for this wonderful day that you have blessed us with, the Lord's Day. But Lord, every day is your day. Every day is a gift that you have given to us. And on this special day, as we gather and as we draw closer and closer to celebrating the birth of your Son, Jesus Christ, we offer thanks and praise. Lord, we thank you for your word. May your word find lodging within our hearts. May it take root and may it grow and abound. And Lord, I stand in need of the guidance and the power and the strength of your Holy Spirit to share your word today, that the name of Jesus Christ will be praised and glorified. In his precious name I pray. Amen. You may be seated. Today, we celebrate one of the most beloved messianic passages from the book of Isaiah. And if you go back and you look at that 14th verse again that I brought to your attention earlier, "Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign, the virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and you will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us." I want you to think today about the many times in your life that you have felt the presence of God. Now, thinking about those times when maybe you faced a tragedy, you faced some hardships, it may have been the loss of a job, it may have been the death of a loved one. There are many things that we face in life, but no matter what we face, God is with us in all that we face. And there may be those times that we wonder, God, where are you? I'm in a valley of life, or I'm climbing a mountain, and God, I just don't feel your presence. Are you with me? But then when we go through life and we get through that valley, or we get to the summit of that mountain, we look back and we really know that God was with us in what we were facing. 800 years later, angels spoke to a carpenter named Joseph. Listen again to the conversation that took place. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. 800 years later, we hear those words that was given to Isaiah, the prophet. If ever the world needed to know God is with us, it is today. It is today. Not just in this country, but around the world. The world needs to know that God is with us. God has not abandoned his creation. We know there are times that it's bleak. We know that times can be tough and difficult. But in all that we face, God is with us. God has not abandoned his creation. He has not. God is with us in all that we face today. Isaiah first made this declaration on God's behalf during a time of international tension. Ahaz was king. And you know what Ahaz wanted to do? He wanted to make an alliance with Assyria. Up north. And Isaiah was saying to him, you shouldn't be doing this. You need to be trusting in God. That's where your trust needs to be. Not in an alliance with Assyria, but trusting God. And Isaiah said, this is the sign. And we see that in verse 14. This is the sign. We too live in a time of great international tension, do we not? Yes. There are a lot of things happening around the world. There are a lot of things that have happened in this country. If you go back to 9/11, and you see so many things that have happened in this country. So many things happening today. And there is a lot of international tension. But I say to you, Emmanuel, God with us. God is with us no matter what happens in this country, no matter what happens around the world. God is with us in the midst of all that we face in life. God is with us. And Many of us need to know more than ever in our personal lives that God is with us as well. Because we go through some things in life that's devastating. In 1997, my first wife was killed in an automobile accident. And in the midst of all of that, God was with me in the midst of all of that. And 2 years later, my wife today, Susie, God has given me a gift of another wonderful wife. And for that I give thanks. God is with us in those types of situations and circumstances. A person may be facing an illness, may be facing cancer. And I've just received word recently from a son-in-law that his sister has cancer, and he has an uncle that has cancer, and that's devastating when you hear that. But God is with us in the midst of that. Whether it's a physical illness, or whether it's a death, whether it's the loss of a job, whether it's financial situations, whatever it is, God is with us in the midst of all of that. Life is not always easy, is it? No. It's not always easy. Bob Gilbert tells a story about a little girl who lived near the beach. And she had a grandfather she loved very much. Now, yesterday, all of our children gathered at the district parsonage, and we celebrated Christmas because all of my children and grandchildren, they live away. They live in, most of them live in the Huntington area. But all of our children on both sides of our family gathered, and it's always special with the grandchildren. And for those of you who are grandparents, you know what I'm talking about, to be with those grandchildren. And my wife and I were blessed to have three great-grandchildren, as well as the 10 grandchildren that we have. But this little girl, she loved her grandfather so much. And she always looked forward to visiting with him. And her grandfather had a collection of hourglasses. You know what an hourglass is, you know. It those sands that go through that, and you turn it up, they start over again. It just measures time. And the little girl always had fun with those hourglasses and turning them over again and again, upside down, and just watching the sand sift through the hourglass. And once she asked her grandpa why he had all of those hourglasses. And he said, they reminded him of time. That time was the most precious thing in the world. And it was getting very close to Christmas. And the little girl had not seen her grandpa for weeks. And eventually her mother told her that grandpa was in the hospital, that he was very ill, and that he might die. The little girl wasn't sure what death was. And her mom said that life was like one of Grandpa's hourglasses, and that Grandpa had very little time left. And Mom said that they were going to visit Grandpa that afternoon and ask the little girl, to make a very special gift, Christmas present for her grandpa. The girl spent the morning working on the gift. And when they got to the hospital, the little girl gave her grandpa a beautifully wrapped box. And her grandpa unwrapped that box very slowly, and he looked inside and he smiled. The box was filled with sand. It was filled with sand. Time is very precious. It's one of the most precious things that we have in life, in this world. Time. I encourage you to take time to spend with one another. For you never know. You never know how much time you have with that loved one. You never know. So take the time to spend with one another. And know that God is with you. Life is not easy. And we face difficulties in life, some aging, some sickness, sometimes even death. But I want to take you back to a very precious verse in Scripture. You know the book of Lamentations. We don't read Lamentations very often, but it's a great book. It's a little book. But if you look at the third chapter and the 22nd verse, because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for His compassions never fail. My sisters and brothers, God is with us. His compassions never fail. He sustains us in all that we face in life. And if ever there was a need for many of us to know that God is with us, it is today. It is today. The amazing thing is how many people ignore God's free gift. It's free. It doesn't cost anything. You know, we go out and buy so many gifts for others, whether it's children or grandchildren or spouse, and sometimes we pay a lot of money. But God gives us a gift that's free. The greatest gift in all the world is His Son Jesus. There's no cost to this gift. It costs God, but it doesn't cost us anything. God freely gives us this gift. And what we need to do in return is to give ourselves to Jesus. To open the door to our heart and invite Him in. To receive the gift of Jesus Christ. The greatest gift that the world has ever received lay in the manger in Bethlehem. The gift of Jesus. And I want to say to you, there are absolutely, absolutely no strings attached. We often think, oh, this is too good to be true. How in the world can I get a free gift? There has to be some strings attached to this. But there are no strings attached. This was a young woman who moved away from home and settled in an apartment in a large metropolitan area. Her parents came to visit her, and they took pleasure in buying things for her in her new apartment. And before they left, they stopped by the landlord and paid him 3 months' rent in advance because they loved their daughter very, very much. It was done out of love for their daughter. Whenever a disagreement arose between the parents and the daughter, they reminded her of all that they had done for her. Remember all of the gifts we brought for your apartment. Remember we paid 3 months' rent in advance for you when there was disagreement. Finally, in desperation, the young woman sent them a check for the rent, and for the items her parents had purchased for her. And she included a note saying, Please don't misunderstand. But I want you to take this back. A gift is no good with strings attached to it. My friend, the gift that God gives to you and me, the gift of His Son, there are no strings attached. It's a free gift. Believe me, it's a free gift. Free gift. I was 12 years old when I accepted that free gift. I invited Jesus into my heart. I asked forgiveness of my sins. And I thank God for that free gift. I thank God. Let me share one other thought with you in closing. You may be here today and you really have some burdens. I was reading, I think it was yesterday in the paper, about a church that was having a service, a Blue Christmas. I've had those types of services before. Susie, you remember when at Morris Memorial we had a service for a Blue Christmas? And it's for those folks that are having a difficult time during the Christmas season. We think so often that it's a time of joy, it's a time of happiness, and it is. But we also need to understand that for a lot of folks, it's a difficult time. Because it's a time when they may have lost a loved one due to death. There are many difficult things that people face at this time of the year. So that you may be here today, and there may be a burden that's within your heart. Let me say to you that God is with you. In the midst of all that you're experiencing today, God is with you. God does not leave us. He does not forsake us. He is present with us in all that we face. So I invite you to call Him. Call on Him. Let Him take care of you. Let Him provide for you. Because God is with us, Emmanuel. Amen. Let us pray. Lord God, as we come before the throne of grace, we come with thankful hearts. We thank You for the gift of Your Son, a gift that's free. We thank You for the gift of Your Holy Spirit that is with us today. I give thanks to You for the gift of this church. I give thanks to You for the gift of their pastor and for all that they are doing in Your name. The Lord also realized there may be those among us today that's burdened, that's having a difficult time. Lord, I pray for that person or persons, asking that they may feel Your presence, to know that You are with them, that You will sustain them. And Lord, if there is one here today that does not know You in the forgiveness of sin, that has never accepted Jesus, never accepted the gift of Your Son, may this be the day that salvation comes to their house and they open the door of their heart. What a glorious time, oh God, that would be to receive the Christmas gift of Jesus. May Your Holy Spirit move freely. In Christ, my Lord, I ask.